Saturday, a seal was called in to us, and it was located near the Indian River Life Saving Station that's within Delaware Seashore State Park, quite close to the Indian River Inlet Bridge.
Now, I've been in Delaware for a little over 2 years now, and this has happened a few times where seals wash up and the Murr Institute rescues them. Is this starting to happen more often, or is this kind of a normal occurrence?
Well, it's become a normal occurrence. We will expect to rescue several seals during the time of year when they are most likely to be here, which is typically between November through the end of April. They start showing up at the end of November and will head north towards the end of April. And we do also have some seals that will stay here even longer than that. There's sort of a communal congregating area off of Lewis where we see a number of these seals hanging out for extended periods of time.
And is that their mating season or something like that?
Well, seals do have very specific seasons of when they mate, when they give birth. So the seal that we rescued on Saturday was probably only 3 to 4 weeks of age. So it was at a stage where when seals are first born, they have a fluffy, light-colored fur that coats their bodies, and that's their baby fur. It's called lanugo. And once they start to get to the age where the mother seal is going to wean them, they start to lose that lanugo coat. So this little female that we rescued had lost most of her lanugo coat, but she still had it on her flippers. So all of her flippers were showing that. So we're using those indicators to tell us she was probably 3 to 4 weeks of age.
And was it called in by some beachgoers who knew to call the Murr Institute?
It was first sighted by some beachgoers, and they called DNRAC. And just like all of the official entities in the state, they have our phone number. We're on call 24 hours a day for emergency response. So DNRAC then passed the information along to us, the state park rangers and staff at the Indian River Life Saving Station both alerted us.
So what's going to happen to the seal now that it's been recovered?
Well, it first has to be assessed and diagnosed. She was suffering from some wounds that were present around her neck and throat area, under her chin, and a few scattered along her body, her flippers. So we have to determine how severe these wounds are, if any infection has taken place. And there'll be other diagnostics that are performed. So we did our initial assessment and care and then transported her to the Marine Animal Rescue Program at the National Aquarium in Baltimore, where they will be able to do long-term care for her.
And will she likely stay there?
Well, she'll stay there through her recovery, and then she'll be returned to the wild.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add that we didn't go over?
I don't think so. I do like to remind people that this is seal season, and seals naturally have to get out of the water in order to rest. So it's fairly common to see them on beaches and docks and rock outcroppings and things of that sort where they are close to the water, so they feel safe, so like they can make a getaway if need be, but they can start to get some good sleep that they need. So we ask people to keep a distance of 150 feet. And if they do have dogs with them, to keep their dogs on a leash, both for the well-being of the seal and certainly for the dog as well. And to call us with any sighting of a seal, and we will go down and do an assessment. And our 24-hour reporting hotline is 302-228-5029.